As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah. We're either on air or we're off air. Let me just get in here and click this around a little bit. It's an amazement, isn't it, folks? It's amazing to me how incredible this whole system is. It's just absolutely resilient. You know, they come in here and they try and beat us down. And they fudge around with things. Hey, by the way, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again, though short, for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. We got coffee brew on the stove. We got Oracle Broadcasting back up and on the air. And there's still a revolution. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Monday, live as we always like to be. May the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, even if we have to bring a jack and a hammer. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions. We might even get into that basket if we have time. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and always remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and it seems as though everything's running, so you can certainly call in throughout the broadcast at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You, like so many other people, can also contact me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Boy, did I get a storm of emails over the weekend. Certainly lots of interesting stuff there to read and to look at, and I thank you all for doing that. And for those without Internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, boy, I hope they're on the air, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that zip code. Once again, a big shout out as always to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio that joins us in our second hour out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. The BP PLC Gulf Oil spill tops the news, of course, certainly on my browser. Goldman Sachs is still in trouble, but we're going to let them go down for a couple of days. The gold breaks above 1,180 this morning, and the crude oil climbs ahead of summer driving season, so all of that. And in the second hour, we'll probably get into the news sphere. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, Evolution, Revolution, Aldous Huxley, Brave New World Revisited, and so very much more. Let's get that market report behind us while we still have time in this segment. Monday morning, May the 3rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading up $1.20 at $1,180.50 an ounce. Boy, I'd like to just dance a jig. Silver this morning up 8 cents at $18.72 an ounce. Platinum off $5 at $17.34. Palladium fares no better, down 6 at $543 an ounce. No report from the London gold fix this morning. The boys in London didn't post on Kitco. I don't know why, but we'll have to pass on that one. The SPDR gold shares this morning, 1,159 tons in their holding. No change there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,176 even for a low, $1,184 for a high, but at $1,180.50, $1,180. Your gold is up $295 year to year for a 33.33% return on your investment. How's that for a bunch of threes? The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off on Friday, off 159 at 11,009. Pretty high Dow there. The NASDAQ off 51 at 2461, and the S&P 500, standard no so very poor's 500 index, off 20 at 1,187. Crude oil this morning, it's going up. It's going up. So if you're in the farming business, if you got a trucking business, if you use gasoline or diesel to make your money, I would certainly recommend that you get a big tank, get 300, get 600 gallons, get it on your farm, get it at your shop, put it out back, wherever, put a lock on it. Gas is going to go up. It's going to go up all summer, I have a feeling. Right now, crude oil up 27 cents, trading at $86.42. Will we see $100 oil this summer? Possibly. We're 14 bucks away. The U.S. dollar index up 28 basis points at 82.17. The Canadian loonie this morning, up 39 basis points, trades at 99 cents, losing at parity ground that it held before. But again, up 39 basis points, 0.39%, trades out at 99 cents. The Mexican peso moves up 24 basis points, still on the bright side of 8 cents. And the European euro, off 55 basis points, trades at $1.32. The British pound likewise down 17 basis points at $1.53. And the Swiss franc down 50 basis points, 0.50%, trades out at 92 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond is yielding 0.98%, still below 1% again. The 10-year at 3.69%, and the 30-year is at 4.55%. All those bonds are around $100 a pop if you want to buy bonded indebtedness. The mortgage is flat at 4.37 in the 15 years, and they move up at the 30-year to 5.13. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, buddy, we don't use Memorex around here. We're live again. It's Monday, May the 3rd, 2010. This is our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Got off to kind of a rocky start here. And we're out there with the IT guys working like mad. They got us back up and on the air just in time. Anyway, let's continue along here. We finished out that market report and find gold again, trading up $1.20 this morning. Lots more on the news, however. This out of Australia to impose a 40% tax on resource companies' profits. It's rather extreme, wouldn't you say? A lot of people think it's rather extreme. This out of Australia, Canberra. Australia imposes a 40% tax on the profits of resource companies like BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto Group to pay for infrastructure, retirement, and company levy charges or changes as part of the broadest overhaul of its tax system since World War II. Now, before we start wringing our handkerchiefs, I mean, we're going to come to that in a moment. But before we do, that makes pretty good sense, doesn't it? On the face of it, sounds like a pretty good idea, really. Impose a 40% tax on the profits of resource companies. You know, you got these big guys come in, the big hands, they come in, they start digging everything out of the ground, hogging out the resources, as we say. They turn around and they drive over the roads that the Australians' taxes have paid for. They get out there and they soil the water. They do all this sort of stuff. They extract all this resources, like a big, you know, drug cartel. And then after they've pulled all the gold that they can out of the ground, or they've pulled all the iron out of the mine or whatever, then they just leave. They take their profits and they go home. Well, that's not such a good deal for the Australians, is it? Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but let's get a little better idea from this article. The people in Australia are not too happy about this, and perhaps it's not such a good idea when you look into it a little deeper. The government, responding to Treasury Secretary Ken Henry's 10-year tax plan, said the resource tax would start in 2012 and raise 12 billion Australian, 15.2 billion U.S., in its first 2 years. The move is to better tap the nation's mining boom fueled by commodities demand from China and India, and it comes as Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Some people are happy with Kevin Rudd and some people aren't, but he's a pretty interesting fellow if you follow him. Anyway, comes as Prime Minister Kevin Rudd prepares for an election later this year. Here's a quote. This will use super profits on resources owned by all Australians, Mr. Rudd told the reporters, saying he was prepared for a backlash. Quote, this will help convert Australia's strong economic position today into enduring prosperity. You could also into sustainable development. Well, the changes set up a potential clash between Mr. Rudd and resource companies that make up 9% of the economy, which last week warned that a 40% tax levy and double taxation with state royalties would threaten some U.S. $108 billion worth of planned investment. Quote, if implemented, these proposals seriously threaten Australia's competitiveness, jeopardize future investments, and will adversely impact the future wealth and standard of living of all Australians. Close quote. BHP, Billiton there, Chief Executive Officer Maurice Cloppers said yesterday the company's effective tax rate will increase to 57% from 2013, from 43% now on its Australian earnings. BHP, the world's largest mining company with 51% of its assets in Australia, will have earnings cut by 19% as a result of the tax. It's a pretty big cut. Gives you a little bit of pause as to where you want to invest. But, of course, they've already pioneered these various and sundry mineral deposits. They've already mapped them out. They've got their okay to go ahead. They'll probably go ahead, I would imagine. But we'll step to see on that one. The government runs the risk of taking away from the Australians the strongest industry we have and the one that saved us from the global financial crisis. Mr. Keith DeLacy, chairman of the Brisbane-based MacArthur Coal, the world's largest producer of pulverized coal. Mr. Rudd's Labor government, Labor Party, Mayday! Mr. Rudd's communist government commissioned the tax review 2 years ago to create a simpler and a fairer system. Fair tax? Simple tax? Right. To meet the needs of a growing and aging population, the government will use the resource revenue tax to create a $5.6 billion infrastructure fund, And that's, you know, there's intelligence behind that. Repair the roads, you know, work on sewer systems and so on. Cut the company taxes to 28% in mid-2014 from the current 30% and boost retirement funds now worth $1.3 trillion. So there's a plus and there's a backside on all of this. Certainly the comments that are flooding in on this article are revealing the people in Australia are not too pleased with this idea, and maybe there are good reasons why not. Here's another one. Let's jump over here. Let's see, talking about financial stuff, maybe we better hit some of that. Let's go this way. Okay, dropping down a little bit more, just playing with the browser full of news here this morning. Shorting profits, this off of Bloomberg News. This morning, Lynn Thomason writes this for Bloomberg. Shorting profits fade as bets against banks backfire. This is kind of an important article as well. Biggest U.S. equity rally in seven decades. All right, U.S. equity rally. This morning, the Dow Jones, 11,000. NASDAQ, 2461. S&P, 1187. Those are the closings on Friday. So there is a big equity rally going on. And here's the problem that this author sees in this rally. The biggest U.S. equity rally in seven decades is wiping out profits for stock market bears. Okay, you know, you got a bear market, those are the ones that think it's going down. You got a bull market, those that think it's going up. All right? So this big rally in 70 years here, the biggest U.S. equity rally in 70 years, is wiping out profits for stock market bears. Those are the people who bet against, who have yet to capitulate on bets against banks, retailers, and casinos. That's called short selling. You anticipate that their stocks are going to go down, and you bet on that. You know, it's all a casino anyway, isn't it? So you bet on the fact that they're going to go down. If they go up, you lose. Well, a lot of people are losing. Hedge funds, the profit from falling shares, have seen a 34% of their value evaporate since February of 2009, according to Chicago-based hedge fund research, Inc., Zions Bancorp. Zions Bancorp. They're honest. They're right up there in your face, aren't they? Bunch of heebs. Anyway, Sears Holding Corporation and Wynn Resorts Limited, among the favorites of the so-called short sellers, selling short. It's one of the reasons why we have such trouble in the stock market. It's one of the reasons why we have so much trouble in the metals, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. So much of our government, fraudulent reserve banks in there selling gold short. You know, that's part of what GATA's all about. It's what the COMEX is under fire for, and certainly the London Bullion Market Association, so on and so forth, manipulating the gold prices. Hedge funds that profit from falling shares have seen 34% of their value evaporate since February of 2009. That's not a small amount, folks. According to the Chicago-based hedge fund research, again, Zions Bancorp, certainly there are things that we look at and in retrospect wish we had not been short, said Doug Burtnick, who runs a long short fund for Aberdeen, Scotland-based Aberdeen Asset Management PLC. There we got the Scotsman in here in our marketplace, buying, selling shorts, and so on and so forth. They oversee about $240 billion, quote, there were a handful of companies that looked in early 2009 like they could very well be out of business. Of course, if you're on the inside of the downturn of the marketplace, if you just happen to do business with Goldman Sachs or John Paulson or any of the rest of these parasitical leeches that profit on people's dismal failures and hardship, you know, yeah, go in, buy short. Drive the market down, watch companies collapse, and go away with a big box of gold. Well, they'll be back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, we don't do Memorex around here. This is a live broadcast of Become Vocal Local right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, May the 3rd, 2010. Let's go back into this article out of Bloomberg. Close this thing out. Face ripped off? Well, yeah, lots have been ripped off lately. Get involved with Wall Street and you can expect to have your face ripped off, and that won't be all. Pocketbook will be gone too. But apparently these guys with their crystal balls and Ouija boards kind of getting taken in the shorts, running naked as they are, taking it in the shorts. Let's drop back in there again. It keeps trying. It keeps trying. But you ain't going to kill the metal, Bubba. You ain't going to kill me. Looks like we're going to go there. We're going to hang this guy back up over there. And we'll try that one over there and get the phone bridge back up. There we go. Cell phones are in line. It just kind of keeps on trying to mess with me here. But just hang in there, folks, because we're going to get all of this squared out one more time. There we go. Everything is up and looking sweet, rocking and rolling. Thanks to the IT gurus in the background. Once again, get your face ripped off. You get into this stock market, folks. You can expect it. If you were short in this market, you've had your face ripped off, said Dan Veru, who helps to oversee $3.1 billion. That's a lot. A couple of shekels. Put that one in your crystal ball, right? As co-chief investment officer at the Palisade Capital Management in Fort Lee, New Jersey, quote, some investors clearly held on to their shorts too long. I'd be holding on to my shorts if I was in that market, and I sure wouldn't be running naked if I lived in New York. HFR data shows funds focusing on both bullish and bearish equity speculation, have gained 29% on average since March of 2009. 29%. Of course, if they were in gold, that noble precious metal, their holdings would be up 33.33% this morning. That's kind of sweet. I think so. Those funds that continued here hold up better during retreats, helping them beat the market over time, said Charles Gradant, co-founder of the advisory firm Hennessy Group LLC in New York. The HFR measure of long-short funds lost 29%. Well, you get the idea. Anyway, all these people running short in New York. Here's another one. Let's go over here. This is another piece of that kind of news. New York also. Some of you might have heard about this one. This off of Bloomberg. There's a lot to this article that we're not getting here. But again, this looks like a bunch of fertilizer to me. Police seek person seen near Times Square bomb. We reported on this breaking news on Oracle Unleashed. If you missed that broadcast, you didn't get the breaking news, but here we'll continue the story now. Off of Bloomberg, update one, Henry Goldman writing, May the 3rd, New York detectives sought to identify a person seen in Times Square around the hour of this weekend's attempted car bombing. Of course, the car didn't blow up. That was what the police needed to do. While police and building owners stepped up security in Midtown Manhattan. There you go, May the 3rd news, but it was back on the night of May the 1st. May Day, that's the time when the socialists pour out into the streets and share their angst with the world. Red shirts, red flags, the whole bunch. Well, this guy had a red shirt, but he had to take his dark shirt off to find it. Let's go into the article. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said investigators are looking for a man caught on a video camera walking away from the site near Times Square, where they found a Nissan Pathfinder SUV on May the 1st. May Day? With an explosive device inside, police plan to make the video public, Kelly said. A forensics expert examined the car, gathering fingerprints and its owner's history through a recovered VIN number. Now, that's that VIN number. That you look through the windshield down at the dashboard, you'll see a little tag about an inch and a half long. That little number plugs into the big computing systems, and they know everything, including your shoe size, no doubt. Anyway, they know whether or not you've had taken it through the dealer and had all the service done on it. As forensics experts examined the car, blah, 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 they say it wasn't an accident. No, probably not. It was someone who brought this to the area to send a message. Yeah, probably. Don't rule out the CIA, the FBI, or any of the rest of these cretins. Kelly told the reporters, defining the crime as terrorism, be very afraid. Very afraid. Quote, if this had detonated, it would have caused casualties. Yeah, that's right. A significant fireball and would have ripped the vehicle in half. Of course, they do that all the time in Iraq. You know, we saw the leaked videos there from WikiLeaks the other day of the United States ripping vehicles in half and human bodies as well. Let's go to the telephones and see if everything's working. We'll go to Dion in Chicago. Good morning, Dion. In Chicago. Going once. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Ricky! Lucy! They dropped. Well, so much for that. Call back again, Dion. We'll try and get the telephones working properly. Oh, well, let's go over here. Go back over here. Click on this again. Multitasking. Got multiple computers running in front of me. I got a mouse under both hands. Keyboard ready to go. Anyway, back to the article. The transit agency officials said they expected the morning commute to be normal. They and some building owners said they'd already upgraded security, and then it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, this is terrorism. This is terrorism. But I can tell you what really is terrorism. What's going on down south is terrorism, I guess. Here's a little bit of that. Let's pick up this article. Rather interesting developments going on in this oil spill in the Gulf. This article, again, off Bloomberg, BP may manage damage to the company from the spill, CEO says, by Stanley Reed. May the 3rd, Bloomberg, BP PLC owner of the ruptured well, spewing thousands of barrels a day of crude into the Gulf of Mexico may be able to manage the damage to the company and the industry, Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward said. Okay, that's your CEO, Tony Hayward. You can run searches on him. It's profitable to do so. It all depends, this is the quote, it all depends on how successful we are with our response, close quote, Hayward said in an interview in Houma, Louisiana, yesterday, when asked how bad the fallout will be, quote, if we deal with the situation in a way that will minimize the environmental impact, it will cause some debate. If the environmental impact is serious, as a consequence, there won't be much, if any, extension of offshore drilling. Important, important. This goes right back to the original discussion where Barry the Usurper, just, you know, weeks before this incident occurs, talks about expanding the offshore drilling. Right? Real important stuff going on here. All kinds of backgrounds. There's backstories all over here that I can't even find all of them yet. The oil spill caused by the explosion and the sinking of Deepwater Horizon drilling rig last month. Now, if you look up Deepwater Horizon, that's the name of the vessel. But there's another company behind that who owns the Transocean. Who is Transocean? We'll cover that in a minute. Who owned this drilling rig, this Deepwater Horizon that sank? That's part of the problem here. This is where all the leaks are coming from, is the piping between the floor of the ocean, that would be the proper way to say that, between the ocean floor and this Deepwater Horizon floating drilling rig on the surface, there's 5,000 feet of pipe. And so you would think, redundancy being the rule in engineering, that there would be numerous valves between the floor of the ocean where the first opportunity to install a valve would be most likely, right as the piping comes up out of the ground, right there would be an ideal location for the valve, and then every 500 or 1,000 feet thereafter, another valve could be installed. That way you could isolate out sections of piping if there was a problem with the piping. You turn off the valve below, that stops the valves. You turn off a valve above, then you evacuate that line, then you open up the valve, then you can work with that section of pipe. You with me? One valve? Nah, not a chance. Not in even a New York minute. Not even likely. Engineering just would dictate that wouldn't be the case. Anyway, continuing. The oil spill caused by the explosion and the sinking of the Deepwater Horizon. What caused the explosion? Well, I was thinking about that this morning. You could say just about anything. You're on an oil rig. The thing has diesel fuel and gasoline stored on it aplenty to run its generators and everything else. You're out in the middle of the ocean. Anything, you know, I mean, a bad bowl of beans. A bad pot of beans could have caused this explosion. Well, anyway, we'll pick up the story on the other side. Stay with us. Got a lot of stuff in the browser and a lot of books on the table.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
It seems we may still be experiencing technical difficulties here in the wings. We'll have to find out. Getting a report from the chat room that we're on a loop here, endlessly going back and forth, and I know that sometimes is the case, but we've got lots of information to go through here. We'll just keep on plugging along, and maybe it will come around. Hard to say. Have been having a little bit of trouble getting things to run properly. Ever since we came up with a new computing system, actually we've been having problems for a couple of months, which finally killed the system. Anyway, we'll try and see if we can't come up with something. But continuing from this article, Hayward, this is again, Hayward 52 said his recent schedule has left him feeling tired. Again, this is this guy working with BP. As said, his schedule left him feeling tired, but he says he's quoting from Winston Churchill. He says, when you're going through hell, keep going. And that's what we're going to do here. We're just going to keep going. When we go through hell, we just keep going. He said that over a fish and pasta dinner at a restaurant in Houma, near where BP has its main base for fighting the spill. I don't know why they didn't choose someplace else, like Biloxi or something, you know, we can pronounce, but it's H-O-U-M-A. Anybody know how to pronounce that? Let me know. Anyhow, as an indication of improved performance, BP said April 27th, net income more than doubled in the first quarter to $6.08 billion. First quarter earnings, $6.8 billion. So let's not wring our handkerchiefs too much. And realize as well that BP isn't entirely on the hook for this stuff. Remember, we went through the course in business law. We learned all about principals, agents, and third parties. Principals, agents, and third parties. All right. So it looks like things are maybe getting a little bit improved. Perhaps it'll continue to improve as we go through the broadcast. So just hang with us. We'll all go through hell together here. But these principals, agents, and third parties, and so you've got the principal here. This would be BP. And then you've got the agent who would be the owners of this drill rig. Well, let's go over and take a little look at the owners of this drill rig. There's a whole bunch of articles in here. If you do a Google search and run it this way, Transocean Geneva BP, just type that into your browser. Transocean, all one word, Geneva, as in Geneva, Switzerland, and BP as BP, British Petroleum. And you'll find, at least I found when I typed that in, that there is just an absolute plethora of lawsuits being brought forward at this time against BP. Let's find out a little bit more about this Transocean and continue. This is an article off of cfdnet.au. Again, BP Transocean suits surge as Gulf of Mexico oil spill spreads. This is a redirect from Bloomberg. At least 18 proposed class action suits are in courthouses from Texas to Florida. Commercial fishermen, shrimpers, charter boat operators, beachfront property owners ask to represent anyone whose livelihood depends on coastal waters imperiled by the drifting oil. All right? All right? Okay, so it sounds like we're good again now. And that's great, and I thank James for following up with me on this. So, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at a plethora of lawsuits. The suits are multiplying as the companies struggle to cap a damaged undersea well leaking 5,000 barrels of crude oil a day since the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig exploded April the 20th. Now, remember, this leaking 5,000 barrels of crude a day number is dramatically lower than the real story. We've heard as much as 200,000 barrels of crude a day. Continuing, he says, these are big losses already. Robert Cunningham, a Mobile, Alabama lawyer representing condominium owners and commercial fishermen, said in a phone interview, the condo owners are having cancellations right and left over concerns about foul beaches. It's going to be a tremendous disaster if it comes ashore. Remember that BP is on the hot seat here. British Petroleum is ostensibly, and we're going to go to Barry the Usurper in a moment, but ostensibly going to have to pick up the tab for this whole shebang. But you just watch as the House of Rothschild extends its displeasure with that concept, and the United States taxpayer comes into play soon. If you look at a satellite photo of the slick, it already extends from due south of New Orleans to due south of Pensacola, Florida, said Michael Stagg, a lawyer from the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, the LEAN, Leon, who said he plans to sue today, quote, depending on the weather and on their inability to contain the flow of oil, the spill could impact the coastline as far as Tampa. All right? So BP is bleeding and in the water. And all of these sharks are now circling. They can smell money. And when they smell money, the lawyers come out of the culverts everywhere. Families of 10 of the 28 crew members killed or injured in the Deepwater Horizon explosion have sued companies, including London-based BP and Geneva-based Transocean. Now, this is where you get this global search, this Boolean search for Transocean, Geneva, BP, which is a profitable search to run on your browser today, whether you use Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, WebFerret, or any browser that you like, Firefox. Transocean is the world's largest offshore oil driller. So you've got a massively deep pocket with BP, first quarter earnings at $6.08 billion, and the largest offshore oil driller, Transocean. All right? Continuing, the area threatened by the spill is especially important for an abundance of shrimp, oysters, red snapper. Well, you get the idea. Unless the leak is stopped and the spill quickly contained, Mr. Harris and other commercial fishermen like him face the stark prospect of losing their livelihood altogether. And it's going to get worse, and it gets worse, and it just gets worse. Let's go into another one here. Another article. Transocean sees few major changes as Swiss company. Check this out. San Francisco, October the 10th, Reuters, Transocean Inc. You can find that on the stock exchange as rig.n. The world's largest offshore drilling contractor said its move to Switzerland would mean getting investor approval for certain decisions and mightn't threaten its status in some share indexes. Here's the article. And where is this off of? Well, This is off of Reuters. Reuters. Okay, so let's get back into the article. Get that out of my face. Close that. All right, here we go. Transocean. Close that. Come on, stop it. I don't want to see that. Transocean announced. Stop that. Keeps throwing up the stock ticker. Transocean. Stop that, I said. What is with this thing? Stop it. The company. Oh, here it does it again. Stop that. Transocean announced on Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll just have to drop down a little bit. What is going on? I hate these pop-ups. I tell you, I hate them. I've got them all blocked, and this thing just doesn't want to stay closed. Transocean announced on Thursday its move of incorporation from the Cayman Islands to Switzerland. All right, I'm going to say that again. Transocean announced on Thursday its move of incorporation from the Cayman Islands to Switzerland. Now, this is older news. This is October the 10th. They have recently moved from the Cayman Islands to Switzerland because of the latter's tax treaties with many countries and its superior location relative to most of the company's operations. So for all of you conspiracy-minded folk out there, this is an important backstory. The company highlighted the risk it could be dropped, and this thing keeps doing that. Close that out. I'll just have to hover over it. The company highlighted the risk that it could be dropped from the benchmark S&P 500 index. All right? It could be dropped from the S&P. That's not good news for corporations, which has various criteria for members, including trading on a U.S. exchange and using U.S. accounting rules and being backed by mostly U.S. investors. The chief financial officer, Greg Cawthon, who will move with the CEO and a dozen other executives to Geneva, said on Friday that Transocean saw no clear reason why it would be dropped, again, dropped from the S&P index, given that it met so many criteria. Quote, there's no black and white test of how many rules or criteria you have to fail before they kick you out. There's a financial incentive for them to go to Switzerland, to Geneva, from the Cayman Islands. But they are not located in the Cayman Islands, by the way. They're an onshore company right here in Houston, Texas. We'll be back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, May the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And struggling through the first hour, all kinds of technical difficulties coming on us and at us. But, like Winston Churchill says, when you're going through hell, just keep on going, right? Okay, that's what we've been doing. First hour, we got into a lot of different news. We're still going through the news. Now we're dealing with the ocean, the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, BP. And we're looking at this company, Transocean, that owned the drill rig. There's a lot to hear in this particular story that I found this morning on the web while browsing things up. This is an old article. Again, this is October the 10th, and it's off of Reuters. Let's continue. Transocean, with its largest corporate offices in Houston, said Geneva was in a time zone that worked well for speaking to different parts of the world, as if that really matters. I think Geneva is probably a little safer place for them right now. Transocean earns more than 80% of its revenues overseas, and more than 90% of its 137 drilling rigs work in waters outside the United States. So this is a globalist firm. Credit ratings agency Fitch said on Friday it anticipated no change to the company's credit rating as a result of the move. Transocean stock price has been hammered by both the drop in energy prices, and we see crude moving up today, and broader market turmoil. Of course, the stocks are running real well. Down 17% on Friday. Down 17% on Friday. The shares, this is Transocean, are now half their value in August. So we got another fish in the water here. This is a fish that's in the water financially prior to the oil spill. I wonder, in my heart of hearts, just who is the competitor that would become the number one oil driller in the world if Transocean as a corporation went to bye-bye. You always have to look at the means. The opportunity and the motive. Here, the motive could be to kill this company. The means, well, Halliburton and who else has inspected these rigs, been on these rigs lately? And the opportunity, well, you figure that out. I'm sure this story is going to continue. The stock price has been, stock price being where it is, has fallen to, seems to us to be extremely undervalued and rises some temptations about whether or not we should accelerate our plans to return cash to shareholders. Chief Executive Robert Long said, but as a Swiss company now, decisions on dividends and share buybacks would need shareholder approval. So Long said it would continue to pay down debt in anticipation of potential opportunities among smaller rivals with liquidity problems. Potential opportunities among smaller rivals with liquidity problems. How are their liquidity problems going to be now after this disaster? Of course, we have principals, and then we have agents, principal here being BP. They're leasing about $500,000 a day an oil rig from Transocean. They're the agent, I guess. And then there are the third parties, which would be all of the insurance companies for BP, plus the insurance company for Transocean, plus all of the stockholders, the bondholders, etc. So again, the story gets a little bit more complicated as we go. Asked by an analyst about the board's authority to make acquisitions under Swiss rule, Long said that shareholder approval would only be needed if shares had to be issued. If we wanted to buy a number of rigs or buy a competitor for cash, I think we'll have all the authority we need. We may not have the cash to buy any authorities soon or competitors soon. Well, we'll pick that story up right there on the other side of this break. Continue the broadcast, too. Stay tuned.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again and looking at this article about Transocean. They're the ones that own the drilling rig that went to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker in the Gulf, thinking about 5,000 lineal feet of piping with it, no doubt. But looking at the financial position of this company, which recently moved from the Cayman Islands, nice little tax shelter there, huh, to Switzerland, even safer. Curious. They did that in October. They probably don't even have the rubber tree plant in the office. They probably haven't figured out which of the coffee service companies they're going to use. But anyway, I'm sure they got the corner offices with the couch and the rubber trees planned. Maybe they've got an interior decorator working on it, but things are not going to quite be going the way they had planned. Asked by an analyst about the board's authority to make acquisitions under Swiss rules, Long said shareholder approval again would only be needed if shares had to be issued. If we wanted to buy a number of rigs or buy a competitor for cash, I think we'll have all the authority we need, he said. Turning to its financial position, now note this, Transocean said it had only drawn a fifth of a $2 billion revolving loan with 4 years left to run. So here's an open disclosure that they have a $2 billion revolving loan with 4 years left to run to dig out of. And they have $900 million in commercial paper in a $1.5 billion short-term facility. We read you the story about shorts and short sellings and the woes and disasters going on there earlier. Cawthon said $110 million of that paper was being rolled over in the overnight market. That's the LIBOR, London Interbank overnight rate or something like that. Of its $1 billion in cash, $400 million was temporarily stuck in reserve fund that fell below $1 per share in net asset value. Not doing too good there. A previously rare event that would probably end up costing Transocean $15 million to $16 million, Gothen said. So they're having some financial difficulties, some financial woes. Maybe along the line of the financial woes that Larry Silverstein anticipated when Muhammad Atta and the Flying Circus was scheduled to appear in New York and Washington, D.C., which prompted him to buy multiple insurance policies to guard against terrorist strikes, right? Who is Transocean? Well, senior manager Stephen Newman, executive vice president Arnaud Beaubilier, Eric Brown, Sherry Richard Rosa, Iham Toma, David Tunnell, Terry Bono, so many more. Lots of folks out there. You can find their website out on the internet. It's deepwater.com. Deep water. I'd say they're in pretty deep water right now, wouldn't you? Deepwater.com. Let's go back to the home thing here. News and events. See if we can pick that up. Here we go. Coming up. Latest news. Transocean Limited announces first quarter 2010 earnings release date and conference call information going on. Proxy statement, 2009 annual report. What do we got? Transocean statement, Transocean Limited, 423, 426. Read more in our news releases section. Try to jump over there. I had this up on the browser earlier this morning. Let's see what we get. Here we go. Transocean update 426. Let's see if they don't have one closer. This is the latest one. Let's go this one. All right. Come on. Let's go to that one. Let's do it. Load it. Give it to me. Here it is. Transocean Limited provides Deepwater Horizon update. This is Zug, Switzerland, April 26, a couple of days old. Transocean today provided a following update on the Deepwater Horizon and the company's role in supporting BP Exploration and Production, Inc. So there's another link. Instead of just typing in BP, you could type in BP Exploration and Production, Incorporated, subsidiary corporation of British Petroleum, and the Unified Area Command in stemming the flow of hydrocarbons from the well. Now notice the way they pronounce it, or they state it, stemming the flow of hydrocarbons from the well. They don't talk about an oil spill. It's not really spilling, is it? No, it's the flow of hydrocarbons from the well, so maybe we could update our glossary. The Deepwater Horizon is insured for total loss coverage and for wreck removal to the extent removal can be carried out and is required. The total insured value of the rig is $560 million. All right? So they're covered. They got their butt covered. They got an insurance company. Of course, there's an insurance company that lays back there that's going to have to deal with that. And, of course, AIG was too big to fail, right? The rig sank in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico after an explosion and fire last week and is now located on the seafloor approximately 1,500 feet northwest of the well center. This is exactly what I said on the Oracle Unleashed, that I thought that it would be highly unlikely that the drill rig would settle down over the top of the well head and make it impossible to cap the well. It's 1,500 feet, that's a little over a quarter of a mile, northwest of the well center and away from any subsea pipelines. Transocean is committing all necessary resources to support ongoing efforts to stop the flow of hydrocarbons from the well. And of course, if it's 1,500 feet away from the well head, bringing up that rig is possible. Transocean is the world's, and I would probably rule out the underwater nuclear explosion. That probably is not going to happen. Transocean is the world's largest offshore drilling contractor, and the leading provider of drilling management services worldwide. No, not just in Louisiana, not just in the Cayman Islands or in Houston, worldwide. The largest offshore drilling contractor. No, not Halliburton, Transocean. Continuing, its worldwide fleet is more than twice the size of the next largest competitor. So it would be quite a move upward for the next largest competitor to become the number one if this thing gets really bad and they lose everything that they've got, including the last oil rig, in lawsuits. The company owns or operates a controlling drilling fleet of 45 high-specification floaters. High-specification floaters. That's the kind of stuff you don't want to find in your swimming pool. Ultra-deep, deep-water, and harsh-environment semi-submersibles. Ultra-deep-water, deep-water, and harsh-environment submersibles, in other words, submarines, and drill ships. That's quite a few. They got a little bit out there on the water. 26 mid-water floaters, 10 high-specification jack-ups, 55 standard jack-ups, and other jack-ups now, not like the people in Washington, folks. Let's get our minds out of the gutter. 55 standard jack-ups and other assets utilized in the support of offshore drilling activities worldwide. Statements regarding any future aspect of the incident on the Deepwater Horizon, the effects, damage assessment, supportive efforts, and otherwise insurance coverage, as well as any other statements that are not historical facts, are forward-looking statements that involve certain risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. Right.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
All right, so let's close out this article here off of the Transocean's own website. The final statement here, the statements regarding any future aspect of the incident on the Deepwater Horizon, the effects, damage assessment, supportive efforts by others, insurance coverage, as well as any other statements that are not historical facts, are forward-looking statements that involve certain risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. So this is CYA language here for all of you out there. All the legal beagles, this is lawyering up, shutting up, and being prepared to do battle in court. These include, but are not limited to, actions by the Unified Area Command. Oh, God. Another web search to do. What is the Unified Area Command? Do you know? I'll have to look it up after the broadcast. Actions by insurers. Now, what's an action? We learned that from studying business law. That's a lawsuit. Actions by insurers. Customers and other third parties. So we've got the Unified Area Command, governmental agencies, insurers, customers, and other third parties. So all these are third parties. We've got the principal, British Petroleum. They're responsible, which means they'll be held accountable. They'll have to collect from Transocean, their hireling, because they were leasing these vessels. I read an article earlier this morning about $500,000 a day for the one that they're pulling into position now, towing another one of these floaters into position now at $500,000 a day, $500,000 a day, what they pay for these rigs. But we got all these third parties now. We've had the principal, British Petroleum, and we found that out. It's BP Exploration and Production, Inc. And the Unified Area Command and others. Okay, so the principal is BP. The agent is, in this case, the deepwater owners of the Deepwater Horizon, Transocean, and then all of the third parties, and they all line up in there. So this is, now we're building up the lawsuit here. Results of investigations and assessments and other factors detailed in Transocean's most recent Form 10-K and other filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, this is the SEC. I wonder if they'll fire up the expertise of Carl Levin, who just got done raking blank fine over the coals from Goldman Sachs. I wonder if they'll file him up for another investigation, maybe. Anyway, which are available free of charge. You can get a Form 10-K from the SEC, Transocean's most recent Form 10-K. They're available free of charge on the SEC's website at www.sec.gov. Should one or more of these risks or uncertainties materialize, or should underlying assumptions prove incorrect, actual results may vary materially from those indicated. For more information about Transocean, please visit our website at www.deepwater.com. Deepwater.com. So, and this is right off their homepage. This is right off their website. So, of course, you know, you're just going to have to anticipate that Barry the Usurper is going to make an appearance, and appearance as he did, going to the WhiteHouse.gov website. Let's see if we got another one in here. Had one in here earlier. Where is it? Oh, I'm on a slide thing here. Let's drop over here and go back up to this and search the website again. Let's see if I can back up. Maybe I can back up and get it. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Gulf Coast Trip 1, and this is May the 2nd. Barry the Usurper is briefed on the oil spill. Let's go to that one. Bear with me here as we browse around. Oh, we don't want that. That's the photo op. Okay, this is the one we wanted right here. Now that's a photo op also. Go back to this one. Pick up the third one, Gulf Trip 6. Oh, my God, come on. It just keeps bringing me back into these photos things. I don't want that. Let's go back here. Must be down a little further. Let's see. Response to April 30th. Oh, my goodness. Well, they've just done it to me. It was up earlier this morning. So I'll just read you some of the headlines. After surveying the BP oil spill and the federal response in the Gulf region, the usurper discusses the enormous scope of the disaster and the ongoing federal commitment in Venice, Louisiana. He also speaks about the incident in Times Square, New York, and the ongoing local and federal response. That's a Barry the Usurper speaks deal, and it's not such a good one. Let's see if we can pick up something here in the press briefing section. Here we go. Press briefing, oil spill, April 29th, May the 2nd. Press gaggle by the press secretary. Press gaggle by Gibbs aboard Air Force One. And that will probably be good enough. Let's hit that one and see if we can pull something up. Here we go. Press gaggle. That's like geese. A press gaggle by press secretary Robert Gibbs aboard Air Force One. So, if you've got the right credentials, you had a chance to fly down to the Gulf over the weekend. Mr. Gibbs, let's see, if I could have someone hold on to this while we do this. My goodness, that's the way they do it. Somebody's holding on to something. Let's not ask what it is. Well, Friday morning in our senior staff meeting, we began. One of the things we talked about was going down there. When I was asked the questions, we were working on it but didn't have firm plans. And the president said, just believe it was important to get down there as soon as we could. And the quickest we could get down there was today. And so you might remember Katrina, you know, Jorge Bush, the shrub. You know, he circles around a couple of times and goes home, looks out the window going, yep, pretty bad. Pretty bad. Well, the usurper actually got on the ground. And you can look at these things. Go up on the website, folks, whitehouse.gov. View a couple of these photo clips and listen to a couple of the audios. It's your standard fare. He shows up down there in khaki, slacks, you know. He's got the requisite blue shirt on. You know, blue collar, blue shirt, open at the collar, sleeves rolled up. All that claptrap. We used to see that Ronald Reagan dressed that way, you know. He'd come out with his sleeves all rolled up, ready to go to work. Of course, he didn't get his hands dirty. He had to go outside to give a little press briefing, and it was raining. Raining. Water's just pouring down his face. He says, I was told there was a drizzle out here this morning. Is this a Louisiana drizzle? It's raining. I'm telling you, it's raining. He's got all of his little notes up on the podium there, and the microphone's going. You can see the hand of the photographer come around, wiping the raindrops off the lens of the camera. Well, anyway, continues here. Let me give you some brief updates to our schedule. We're going to land as scheduled at Louis Armstrong Airport. Yeah, don't you love that? We're going to land at Louis Armstrong Airport with Barry the Usurper on board. The plans will be met by the governor. The governor and the president will have an opportunity to spend some time together and talk. Instead of heading to Venice, Louisiana, we're going to drive. We're going to drive because of, as you can tell and feel descending here, weather conditions. It's probably about a two-hour drive. So they're not going to fly. They're not going to fly a helicopter. No, they drove. Spent 2 hours driving so that the governor and the usurper get a chance to talk. This is how they organize for FEMA's next phase. So we're working on scheduling that and how that affects our schedule and blah, 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 blah. And it continues. There's not much in this. So we'll just pass on it. But that's the idea. That's what's going down. And, you know, he talked a lot about how he's got everybody's concerns on his heart. We're going to do everything that we can. We're going to roll out everything. But he also talked about, and he said this very clearly, that BP was responsible and that they would be held accountable. Now, that's where I left it on Friday, wasn't it? We need to have a balance sheet. Charges on one side, and we want all of the payments on the other. And at the bottom line at the end of the day, that state's taxpayer should not be paying for this. Well, we'll be back. Stay with us.
The home of cutting edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at
at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again. I was able during the break to find the little trouble that I was looking for, the link I was looking for. And let's see if we can find that. I got that link now. We've got a couple more links coming in too here, so we might get to some of those. But this is the one that I was looking for. I couldn't find on my browser. Update. This is today, 9:30. No, this was yesterday, 9:30 p.m. last night. President spent the day touring the Gulf Coast area, getting a firsthand look at the ongoing response from the federal government to the BP oil spill. The EPA has also dedicated a site to keeping the public up to that response. So you can find on the Environmental Protection Agency. I went to their site, by the way, and they're talking about air pollution. What on earth was that? You know, air pollution. Well, it's because they were burning, you know, doing burns and things like that. And I guess people could smell the stench of the burning oil, and they were complaining, so the EPA did something with the air. Those guys really need to come down to earth, and then get down to the water, and then get down to the issue, but they don't. Anyway, they might have something up there now. After commending the police officers of New York, blah, 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 goes on with that. A little distraction going on in New York, certainly nothing much to be too concerned of, I don't believe. But here's the article. It continues. Actually, this is a transcript. And if you want to watch the video, it's up there. The guy makes me want to vomit, so I don't watch very many of the things he puts out. They gave me a sense of how this spill is moving. It's now about 9 miles off the coast of southeastern Louisiana. And by the way, we had Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, as well as parish presidents who were taking part in this meeting. because we want to emphasize the importance of coordinating between local, state, and federal officials throughout this process. Everybody remembers how the FEMA's reaction process works, right? The multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program, the emergency operations plans, the EOPs. Everyone remembers how that works, right? First, the local area, or in this case, British Petroleum and Transocean, they have to exhaust all of their available resources and call out to help. They call for help. And so the Coast Guard came into position. They brought in more stuff. The military came in. They brought in more stuff. And they're working out on the ocean. BP calls, you know, exhausted their ability. They call in for more help. Now BP is already mobilizing thousands of helpers and volunteers onshore. They've given them Walmart credit cards, I guess, so they can buy gloves and tools. They're mobilizing thousands of people around the Gulf. Be prepared if landfall occurs. All right, so all that's happening. So first of all, BP and Transocean have to exhaust their resources, and they cry out to help. Mommy, Mommy, come and help us. And the mommy state comes in. Well, the same thing is going to happen to the various states, Florida, all the Gulf region, Alabama, you know, that whole basin there, Louisiana, all right? So the governors, of course, and these parish presidents come in to play in all of this because first they have to exhaust their resources. So the parish president exhausts his resources. They've gotten all seven pairs of gloves that they had on hand dirty, and now they need help. And so then they're going to go to the state, as opposed, you know, as in Missouri, it would be first the towns, and then the cities, and then the counties, and then the state, and then the feds. So they have to exhaust. It's a sequence. They first have to exhaust their abilities, and then it moves upward through this operation, emergency operations plan. And so that's what we're seeing happening here. And as the usurper says, we want to emphasize the importance of coordinating between local, state, and federal officials. It's not only jurisdiction, but it's also the process. Now, he continues, I think the American people are more aware, certainly the folks down in the Gulf are aware, that we're dealing with a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster. All right, so just put that one down in your diaries. From this day forward, it'll be known as a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster, and it may well be. All of that and far more. The oil that is still leaking from the well, it's not hydrocarbons. He's talking about the oil that is still leaking from the well could seriously damage the economy and the environment of our Gulf states, and it could extend for a long time, and it could also significantly damage global economy and global environment. Let's underline that. It could jeopardize the livelihoods of thousands of Americans who call this place home. It could also jeopardize the livelihoods of millions of Americans if we wind up on the short end of the stick and have to pay for this thing. And that's why the federal government has launched and coordinated an all hands on deck. You'll hear that over and over again now, all hands on deck. Relentless response to this crisis from day one. After the explosion on the drilling rig, it began with an aggressive search and rescue effort to evacuate 115 people. Blah, blah, blah. My thoughts and prayers, blah, blah, blah. When the drill unit sank on Thursday, we immediately and intensely investigated by remotely operated vehicles the entire 5,000 feet of pipe that's on the floor of the ocean. So again, the drill rig was drilling a well where the floor of the ocean was 5,000 feet below the drill rig. And they drilled a 30,000 foot deep well. And when they were getting ready to cap this Hummer off, all hell broke loose. So when it sank, like an umbilical cord, it's got 5,000 feet of pipe underneath it, and this unit settled apparently to the floor, ocean floor, approximately 1,500 feet away. So you can imagine the Gordian knot that may have been made out of this 5,000 lineal feet of piping, and I don't know how flexible that piping is or not, which might give us a better understanding of how many breaks there would be in that piping. And it certainly underwrites my earlier comment about the need for redundancy. Many, many valves on this long pieces of pipe so that they could isolate any breaks. Anyway, let's continue. Back to the usurper. When the drill sank on Thursday, we immediately and intensely investigated by remotely operated vehicles. These are perhaps some of these submersibles that Transocean had available, plus those that might be run by Jean-Jacques Cousteau and all of the Earth Firsters and, you know, the Green Weenies probably out there. Well, I don't know whether they are in there or not. I'm just throwing it in. Spice is nice in a news article. We already had by that time in position more than 70 vessels. Notice the we that he uses here. This is the regal royal we. We already had by that time in position more than 70 vessels and hundreds of thousands of feet of boom. And this boom is the stuff that they circle around the oil well. It's kind of like putting out a net, a purse net, to net it up. Stop it from going any further, let it build up behind the boom. And I dispatched the Secretaries of the Interior and Homeland Security. Remember Ken Salazar's name. He was involved in this thing early on and prior to the explosion. So I want to emphasize from day one, we've prepared and planned for the worst, even as we hope for the best. Plan and prepare for the worst, even as you hope for the best. This is cookie cutter. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard mitigation planning program language. This is your same best practices that you get anytime you interface with Agenda 21. Anytime you get involved with sustainable development, you're going to hear the same sort of thing. You even hear the same sort of thing over and over and over again. No offense to Kurt Wilson, from all of the people that are out there that are involved in this process of having made a considerable amount of money in the roll-up to Y2K, continue to be in business selling preparedness items. Always the same thing. We prepare and plan for the worst, even as we hope for the best. As Dave Von Kleist used to say on his broadcast, it's better to have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. All right. And while we have prepared and reacted aggressively, I'm not going to rest. And none of the gentlemen and women who are here are going to rest, as he nods and points to the people. No one's going to get any rest. That means everybody's going to be exhausted, and they'll probably make plenty of mistakes. If they would just get a little bit of rest, maybe they would think clearly. But we can't expect that. Anyway, continuing along here, none of them are going to rest or be satisfied until the leak is stopped at the source. The oil on the Gulf is contained and cleaned up. And the people of this region are able to go back to their lives and their livelihoods. Now, for some, that's not likely. For many, they're probably going to take it in the shorts here. Many of the fishermen and whatnot, they don't have the wealth, they don't have the pockets that Transocean has, and they may not have the finances to get involved with, some kind of a class action lawsuit. All of the people that clean the rooms, the hotel staff, all the restaurateurs, the gas stations, all of the people that have little visitor shops, you know, they make their money off of the turista that come down. Well, they're going to be involved in a class action suit. Lucy's probably going to have to dig into her own purse or find another job. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies in state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Reach right in the middle of this discussion about what's going on down in the Gulf. This is off the WhiteHouse.gov's website, the blog there. This is new news. It's up on the top right side of the WhiteHouse.gov webpage. There you can find it once you get into briefings, the briefing room. But continuing, and I don't know, you know, there, a lot of people play these clips and that'd be great. But I can assure you that Barry the Usurper is reading from the script or reading from a teleprompter. And so we'll just go ahead and read the transcript that he was reading from so we'll spare you the hear sound of his voice. But he says, so I want to emphasize. Now, let's go here. We already had by that time in position again more than 70 vessels and hundreds of thousands of feet of boom. And I dispatched the secretaries of the Interior and Homeland Security, the administrator of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, who's here, my assistant for energy and climate change policy, and the administrator of NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the Gulf Coast, to ensure that we're doing whatever is required to respond to this event. So I want to emphasize, this is important, bookmark this one in your own browsers. So I want to emphasize from day one, we prepared and planned for the worst, even as we hope for the best, and while we have prepared and reacted aggressively, I'm not going to rest, blah, blah, blah. Currently, the most advanced technology available is being used to try, underline that word, try, and stop a leak that is more than 5,000 feet under the surface. Because the leak is unique and unprecedented, it could take many days to stop. It's not 5,000 gallons. They just used that because it was 5,000 feet down. They didn't know how much, so they just used the same number twice in the article. That's an old ploy. It's probably somewhere closer to 200,000 gallons per day or more. We're not sure. Conflicting news from various blogs that I've read. That's why we're also using every resource available to stop the oil from coming ashore and mitigating the damage it could cause. And much of the discussion here at the center was focused on if we have to deal with these mitigation efforts. So it's an if and a when. Thus far, as you can bet, the weather's not been as cooperative as we'd like on this front. You know, he was standing there, the rain was just running down his chin. But we're going to continue to push forward. I also want to stress that we are closely working with the Gulf states and local communities to help every American affected by this crisis. Every American affected by this crisis. See, I've already got my little tote board going. I've had to donate 2 hours of airtime on Become Vocal Local to cover this, and I anticipate being spent, you know, paid about $5,000 an hour for my time. I will be sending in my bill. Anyway, continuing, not to mention our electricity expenses for the full year and so on and so forth, I want to stress that we're working closely with the Gulf states and local communities to help every American affected by this crisis. Let me be clear. BP is responsible for this leak. BP will be paying the bill. Period. It couldn't be any more clear than that, Barry. But as president of the... There's the but. Well, I can understand and appreciate the value of what you're saying, Mr. Jones, but... That's the oldest line in sales. But... There's your but clause. But, as President of the United States, I'm going to spare no effort to respond to this crisis for as long as it continues. But, let me be clear, BP is responsible for this leak. BP will be paying the bill. But, as President of the United States, I'm going to spare no effort to respond to this crisis for as long as it continues. And, we will spare no resource to clean up whatever damage is caused. Now, has Barry cleared that with BP and their insurance providers? How about Transocean? Has BP asked them to spare no resources? How much does it cost to have a how much does it cost to have an aircraft carrier or a destroyer sent to the region? How much does it cost on a daily basis to run that many military? What does it cost to run the National Guard down in there? What does it cost to have the Coast Guard in there? Are we going to pay for every gallon of gas, every MRE, every hamburger, every fish and pasta dinner, every hotel room, every cocktail, every massage, every bottle of lotion? During this visit... Okay, I want to thank the thousands of Americans who've been working around the clock to stop this crisis. Thousands of Americans. And we don't want your thanks. We want a paycheck, Barry. You promised. You said so. I want to thank the thousands of Americans who've been working around the clock to stop this crisis, whether it's the brave men and women of our military or the local officials who call the Gulf home. Every one of those little towns needs to set up a new chart, a new account. And every minute that a local official or police officer, county sheriff, anybody invests in this, taking it out of the tax dollars, the hidden tax here, every mile that they drive in their car, every pair of gloves, it all needs to go on the tote board, and it needs to be submitted to British Petroleum, Inc. Again, they are doing everything in their power to mitigate this disaster, prevent damage to our environment, and to help our fellow citizens. During this visit, I'm hoping to have the opportunity to speak with some of the individuals who are directly affected by the disaster. I've heard already that people are understandably frustrated and frightened, especially because the people of this region have been through worse disasters than anybody should have to bear. But every American affected by this spill should know this, colon, your government will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to stop this crisis, period. We'll do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to stop the crisis. This is one of the richest and most beautiful ecosystems on the planet. Better underline that. And for centuries, Its residents have enjoyed and made a living off the fish that swim in these waters and the wildlife that inhabit these shores. This is also the heartbeat of the region's economic life, and we're going to do everything in our power to protect our natural resources, compensate those who have been harmed, rebuild what has been damaged, and help this region persevere like it has done so many times before. Can you hear the checkbook just flowing? Can you hear the digit counter running in the background? If he's not just lying through his teeth like so many politicians before, and certainly you wouldn't expect a usurper to be honest, you're talking about a major bill here. He's making statements and claims that he has no authority to back up. But will he back them up? Will British Petroleum pay the bill? Will Transocean bear the brunt? Will their insurers cover all comers? How much will the lawyers make on all of this? The American Bar Association must be just delighted. People must just be jumping for joy, leaping into action. How about all of the first responders finally getting to use some of the FEMA-provided equipment to run around in, the brush trucks and the hook trucks and the fire trucks and all of that, their little gas masks and all. But all of the jackbooted thug militarized police, they're going to be running around their little SUVs, the four-wheel drives and all of that. This is going to be a big deal. Going to be a real big deal. And it'll be a testimony to whether or not the usurper pulls this off. If he pulls this off with grace and valor, I think that his chances for re-election in 2012 will go up 1,000-fold. And folks, that will probably be one of the worst turns in American history. We've all been anxious to see whether or not there's a birth certificate that gives the usurper any constitutional grounds to stand on as a president of the United States, but just like Jorge Bush, the complications in his first election, all of the hanging chads, the American people voting in 2004 elected him in a constitutional manner as their president. Birth certificates aside, Pastor Manning's May the 14th Columbia lawsuit aside, will the people re-elect Barry the usurper if he bails their bacon out this time? Well, thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Sorry for the inconvenience at the beginning, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.